and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. After yesterday's phone convo between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump says there's a good chance of sealing a Ukraine peace deal. CBS's Erica Brown has more.
President Trump indicated the Vatican under Pope Leo may also play a role in future negotiations, noting it may be willing to host peace talks.
Having it at the Vatican would be in Rome would be a very I think it'd be a great idea.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he spoke to President Trump twice on Monday and told him Ukraine is ready for a full and unconditional ceasefire, but warned if the Russians are not ready to stop the killings, there should be stronger sanctions.
But Germany's defense minister has just said yesterday's phone call actually showed Putin isn't prepared to make concessions and isn't genuinely interested in peace. More tornadoes tore through the central U.S. yesterday, ripping apart houses and knocking out power. This man, standing amid the rubble of his London, Kentucky home, says he's feeling
kind of numb at first, I'm sure. Once we sit down and decompress, it'll probably hit harder.
4 days after that mass jailbreak in Louisiana, six inmates are still on the run. Police assuring the public,
we're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all of those fugitives, and we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. But we need the public's help.
Trump-appointed federal prosecutors dropping charges against a Democratic mayor, but is issuing charges against a Democratic congresswoman. CBS's Michael Toscano fills us in.
The acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, Alina Habba, says Democratic U.S. Representative LaMonica McIver is charged with assaulting a federal officer. It stems from a May 9th scuffle outside an immigration detention center in Newark being visited by members of New Jersey's congressional delegation.
The congresswoman will be vindicated.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka.
Everybody can see those videos. They'll see the whole thing, and it'll be clear to me and it'll be clear to her in court.
A federal trespassing charge against Mayor Baraka from that incident was dismissed by Habba. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
At Newark International Airport yesterday,
United 2289, if you do not hear us on approach control.
Another air traffic control outage. This one lasted about 2 seconds. The FAA says no flights were endangered. It's investigating. And in Camden, Delaware, more than 12,000 chicks were left in a post office truck for more than 3 days. Thousands died. John Perron of the Delaware SPCA says anyone want to adopt a pet chicken?
We want to get them adopted. We are a no-kill shelter in the state of Delaware. And we certainly don't want these birds going out to be used for meat.
Still not clear how the chicks came to be abandoned under such conditions. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The crew hosts the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first-round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a four-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two, act two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night, and... So that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday Night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit with about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl. Show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought.
Yeah,
he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. How do you, is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he like,
there you go.
He dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that. You know?
He got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh. That's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715, he says, Bill Hader.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and the... yeah.
What is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City...
Oh, I don't think I know that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-A-Lang. They have the best.
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-A-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City.
What are you talking about? Oh.
It is at the moment.
It's on
a great
snow,
name.
You know?
I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lyerly is here. Steve Segrin coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college and I was in Georgia, kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
The University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sic'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our
Georgia?
Own state. I was like, the one by Russia or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's
was in
that like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, I honestly, I'm like, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories? Or you wouldn't believe there's one woman, you know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be, but it definitely defies boundaries. What do I think it would be?
Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? Do you guys all just sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is? Or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting, they had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
So they had a lube bar so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. Our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there like when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm, just in, not
if
recommended.
You're in a pinch? No.
If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could
what?
Use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina
yes.
so that we
okay.
can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it's not, it can't handle
It doesn't get
friction.
Your motor running?
It can't handle friction.
Oh.
You need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone-based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone-based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this. Should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
You know, avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that just like, is that like an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like, if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
but that's, people wouldn't like try to use, they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products.
Ah.
So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut. You know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like yeah. It's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit, but is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
Yeah, there's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, can you name, like, what is it? Is this like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of a, you know, it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisles. Well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
You you got to have some ready.
When you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know. Well,
yeah. Where do I start?
To choose from.
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this is all at the conference. This is all at the conference where Conrad's pointing at something.
this is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra, and they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. So, all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new promo every time in the show, just from something new that I learned from him.
You're going to pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so. Yeah.
I love the
great
Civic
app.
Media app.
Very easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City?
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
I'm from Kakana. I know Stinking Waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it means.
Le Bay de Pew. Le Bay de Eau Toilet Water.
Le Bay de Pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach mm-hmm. Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here at Peach Cobbler. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right. So now you know.
That.
Number four. What French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet? I said that.
Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian. So I'm going to go with A, Jean Nicolet.
I am really in over my head. I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You are getting two hosts for the price of one, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and joining me is my fellow Civic Media host and host here on WGBW and WISS of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. You're staying for the whole hour. This is so great. You can stay as long as you want. My buddy Steve is on, and I said, I kind of sold this show like this is the first time you and Steve have ever been on the same show.
Oh.
It's the first, right?
Yeah.
Conrad? We're making Nightlight history yet again.
I think we do. We make history every night.
Just about every night. Yeah. That was the first time we've ever talked about lubricants.
Yes.
With any degree of, yep. We did kind of a deep dive there.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even change my own oil, so I wouldn't know anything. All right. Dr. Lierley is in the middle of taking our quiz, our Northeast Wisconsin quiz. She is 5 for 5, correct?
4 for 4.
No, we did.
We didn't do 5.
Yes. Yeah, 4 for 4.
Wait, where's the stinky? Oh, you use stinking water.
No, it was. So we just did the Fox River one.
Okay. No, we did the French. French Explorer.
The stinking water thing is
in there twice.
Tripping you up.
That's why I was okay. All right. So she's 4 for 4.
Uh huh.
All right. Yep. Is she ready?
She's ready.
You got the dinger ready?
Yep.
Number 5. Besides Tinseltown, what is another nickname? Nick is capped there. So.
I was typing fast, all right?
Well, besides Titletown, what is another nickname for Green Bay? A, stinking water city. B, the toilet paper capital of the world. C, the drunkest city on earth. D, the brat capital of the Midwest.
Isn't Madison the brat, Sheboygan the brat capital of the Midwest?
I don't know, but I...
The drunkest city in the country
like they could be.
Is Green Bay.
Is that true?
Yes.
I know it's in Wisconsin. I didn't know it was actually Green Bay.
Well, that's like 2017 data.
We've really gotten it together since
then. I think like 8 of the 10 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
And if you notice, when you look at those studies, they put two cities together sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like La Crosse-Omro. It's like, yeah, wait, actually, Omro. We have like 16 of the top 10, you know. All right.
Okay,
so,
wait. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh,
and
please.
It's related to the answer.
Okay.
My mom used to work at Paper Converting and in Ashwaubenon. And this is a company that makes like machines that convert paper into toilet paper. And they would test the machines out and then they'd get to take home like the flawed products.
Oh, nice.
So she would come home with giant garbage bags full of toilet paper, which we thought was normal. And when I was in college, I would just take it to my friends and I'd be like the toilet paper fairy. So of course we are the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wow. Another way to decipher. You talked yourself into that one.
With your
own personal experience. That's
do you know why else? Because in Green Bay, we were the first to figure out how to make toilet paper without splinters.
Oh, dear.
That is true story.
Wow.
I know. We're back to lube.
Of course. That's incredible. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. And, Annie from Watertown, she's in the 920. She says, when is the doctor show on? Caps all in when. Listen, Annie, I don't like your attitude one bit, but we did say her show is on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, correct?
Yes, yeah. And wherever you get your podcasts.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5. Here are some Oshkosh questions.
This one's going to be harder
for me. New category.
Yeah, I'm not super good on Oshkosh.
It's so big for your britches. What is Oshkosh's nickname? A, Oshmagosh. B, Sawdust City. C, EAA Village. Or D, Winnebago Town.
It could be all of these things. My sister actually lives in Omro. She went to Oshkosh. I'm going to go with Oshmagosh because I like how it sounds and it feels good coming out of my mouth.
It is not.
Oh!
What is it?
Do you have a...
It is Sawdust City.
I thought that was a city up in northwest Wisconsin. I really didn't think that was it either. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have a buzzer?
It suddenly disappeared.
Okay. We don't want to do it. We like to make our guests feel welcome.
It's mean.
True.
Yeah.
This next one feels like a trick question.
What famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike, C, Oshkosh Bagosh, or D, Wrangler Jeans?
I'm going to go with C, Oshkosh Bagosh.
It is.
5 for 6, crushing it. Number 3, free one. Has she really earned a free one? I mean,
yes.
I know she's doing well.
All right. Yeah.
Conrad's.
I'm weak nice on Oshkosh. I need a free one.
All right. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Everybody loves the EAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Conrad's other. Oh, there are no. You didn't even put multiple guests under that.
No, that's just whatever she wanted.
Okay.
It's a free.
It's a free.
All right. She could have said lube capital of the world. Number 4. How did Oshkosh get its name? A, famous architect by the name of Frank Oshkosh. B, explorer Webster Stanley. C, Chief Oshkosh. D, an 1890 tourist said, oh my gosh, this is so Osh. Osh was the name of his friend.
I want it to be D, but the answer is C.
Chief Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with Webster Stanley?
That is the guy who found it, the explorer.
My wife's student taught at a school called Webster Stanley in Oshkosh.
Okay.
That's why I thought maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was named after the guy who founded Oshkosh.
But Chief Oshkosh.
No, it was Chief Oshkosh who it was named after.
Yeah. Who was a terrible teacher, I might add.
I don't know.
He's probably knew his stuff. All right. Let's try to get another one in here. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? I know this one. B, the Bagoshes.
It should be the Bagoshes.
I agree. B, Winnebago Waters. C, the Sawmills. D, the Titans.
The Titans. Remember them.
We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans.
Ooh.
You did really well. We're going to save the Appleton questions for next time, I think, because
I'm reading them.
This has just been really emasculating.
The wealthy businessman Conrad Appleton Kerr.
We didn't even get to your documentary or your the Instagram people you like, the magicians.
You're going to have me back.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. Oh.
All right, we're done here. Thank you. Lube or no lube, this interview is over.
His teeth don't line up.
Oh, nice, Kristen. Really? All right, we got to go. Stick around if you want. But Kristen Lierley, ladies and gentlemen, golf clap. Great stuff. Listen to the Dr. Kristen Lierley show. We are coming right back after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Put it in the ground.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. Cautious optimism and a veiled threat from President Trump after yesterday's phone parleys with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders.
Big egos involved, I tell you. Big egos involved. But I think something's going to happen. And if it doesn't, I'd just back away and they're going to have to keep going.
Trump says Pope Leo may have a role to play in the peace efforts. More tornadoes tore through the nation's midsection yesterday, ripping apart houses and downing power lines.
Hey, buddy, it was just a terrible thing. I hope nobody never has to go through it.
The death toll stands at 28. 4 days after that mass jailbreak in Louisiana, six inmates are still on the run. Police are trying to protect those considered most vulnerable to revenge attacks.
Calling victims and witnesses to let them know that the defendants in these cases, in their cases, were out and at large, and that it was necessary to take precautions.
Those precautions include relocating some prosecutors and some witnesses. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
The crew hosts the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first-round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a four-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal, Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on Tuesday, Pat Kreitlow makes his victorious return to the big chair. We'll hear all about his vacation and cover the big stories from across the nation. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Dr. Kristen Lierley showed up dancing, and she exited the studio dancing.
That's how you do it.
Let me ask you this. If you were giving birth and the doctor kind of did one of these into the delivery room, would that put you at ease?
I think that would make me excited about
oh, this is a
getting
party.
This baby out.
She knows what she's doing. All right. Thank you very much to Dr. Kristen Lierley for being in the studio tonight. I learned more about lubricants than I ever thought. I didn't know I had that much to learn, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we got through it. So always fun when Kristen Lierley is here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is a very good friend of mine, an accomplished artist. I shouldn't even like this guy because he's like good at everything. He was a great comedian. He's a great actor. And now he's selling paintings like it's going out of style. My friend, Mr. Steve Segrin. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm good.
You got
that. You hear me?
Yeah. Are you just doing that?
Did I miss the lube talk?
No, you missed. It's all available on the podcast, buddy. You'll learn a lot. I certainly learned a lot. I didn't know what was going on there for a while, but it was all medical talk. That's how you could. And I just told Dr. Lierley that. I said, if I bring up lube, it's like this pervy weirdo, but she's a doctor, so she can bring up anything.
Yeah, so you can talk about anything with a doctor that won't sound pervy, right?
So I got to slip her notes. Okay. Hey, bring up this disgusting topic so I can...
Yeah.
Steve, how's it going? It's good to see you, buddy.
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'm on your show. It's the third time.
Yes.
Third time I've been on your show.
And every time you're on the show, you have all these new paintings. I cannot believe how hard you work at this.
I got nothing else to do.
Well, that may be. But other people rob banks. You say, no, I'm going to paint.
No, I will not rob a bank today. Today, right. I will not rob a bank.
Correct. But how long? The website, folks, is paintingsbysteveSegrin.com. Segrin is spelled S-E-A-G-R-E-N. PaintingsbysteveSegrin.com. And I'm really amazed. It's like if you'd worked this hard on writing new jokes when you're a comedian, you probably would have. No, I'm not the guy to say that because I shouldn't talk. But how you're very prolific at this. I know you love it, but how long do each of these take to do typically, Steve?
It depends. You know, I finished a new one last week. And then I started a new one the next day, and then I just finished that today. So I guess about a week, sometimes a little more. It depends. I always get to a point like midway through where I absolutely hate it.
Really?
I hate what I'm doing. I want to paint over it and throw it out, but I plug through, and it ends up okay. But, yeah, every painting is like torture.
So what – all right, so you've been doing this a while now, and you paint – you live in Southern California, and you paint Southern California.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of like when I lived in LA, I loved like Midwest portraits around my house. And now that I'm in the Midwest, I like California stuff to remind me of my year. It's really strange, but you have all these great paintings of LA and Southern California. What was it that inspired you to do these?
Just, you know what? I think it's just because I'm around here, you know, so just painting what's around me, you know, but also, and this may sound weird, but I like the light here. I remember when I used to come here when I was a kid, because my family was originally from here.
Oh.
And we would visit, we'd, you know, fly out to visit for Christmas or whatever. And I remember everything looked different. The colors looked different than in the Midwest, you know?
Yeah.
And I that's why I kind of like painting Los Angeles or Southern California, just because the light is so cool. If you look at, like, not to get too deep in the weeds in it, but if you look at, like, a painting like by Andrew Wyeth, you know, that he's about light too, and the light there on the East Coast or Pennsylvania is a lot colder. You know, it's more of a earthy light than it is here in Los Angeles. I don't know if that makes any sense. If you compare my painting to a Wyeth, you'll think, oh, Wyeth is much better, but you can see the difference in light. So
I don't like his paintings at all, but he makes a good point about light. No. No, I do totally know what you're saying, because, like, LA sunsets have this weird kind of orange. Later in the day, they're lit very strange. And I didn't understand. There was a place I used to go hiking called Fryman Canyon, and we went almost every day. And I never understood the phrase purple mountains majesty until I saw the sun on the mountains. I'm like, oh, my God, they are purple. It's such a strange light pattern. Yeah.
You're right about
So can we, Conrad, let's put a painting up. If you're watching on the stream, folks, we've got some of Steve's work we're going to showcase here. This is an audio medium, so I won't talk too much about the painting itself, but you got to check out Steve's stuff. It's just great. If you like a nice painting that's going to remind you of a warm day at the beach or a sunny day, these are just phenomenal paintings. How much do they typically go for, Steve?
It depends if I like you or not. about 1,000, 1,200. Depends. Like, sometimes if it's in a gallery, I got to charge more because they want a commission. And some of the galleries want a lot, you know, like 40%. So I got to jack up the price a little bit. But if you buy it off the website, it's, you know, like, I think 1,200 is the most expensive one.
How much would it cost a family of four to buy one of these paintings? No. If you, so is that framed and everything? Because framing is a big deal too.
Nah.
Yeah,
I don't. Frame is too expensive for me, but everything's expensive. Like, the canvas alone is like 50 or 60 bucks. So, you know, that's why it's high. But the frames, I was framing it for a while, framing things for a while, but it gets really expensive, and it's harder to ship. With the frame, I got to pay more. So, you know, so now I don't frame them.
It's kind of a hassle too, isn't it? I mean, for you,
it's a total hassle. Yeah. It is. Yes.
You just want to paint and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
All right.
I got to frame it.
Suppose you want this frame too, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
Can we put one of Steve's paintings up on the stream? Oh, that's a great one. Can you see that, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, so that's that's a father and his daughter in the water waiting. For those of you who can't see the stream, beautiful water.
Yeah, he's about to drown his daughter. No, not really. I don't know why.
Well, the price on that one just went down quite a bit. can't give this thing away. Yeah. All right, so here's one. I love when you do this stuff, Steve, because. You know, I love when there are people in paintings, but also when you just capture, like, this is part of a fence and some electrical wires or phone wires and clouds.
Yeah.
And there's something about it that's so real and just, I don't know, talk about that painting we're looking at.
That is behind my building. And I've painted a bunch of pictures of that fence in particular, but I was just, you know what I do? I work from photographs. I take a bunch of pictures and I look at the photographs and decide what I want and crop it a certain way and everything. But the power lines were in everything, because there's all these, you know, behind us, there's like some kind of like box on the telephone pole, and all these wires are coming out. They're everywhere. Huh. And it's easy to ignore them. You know, they're around all the time. You kind of don't see them. And I thought this time I would just put them in. That's actually what I like about this, is the wires kind of dividing the painting in half.
Yeah.
But I painted behind my building, I painted a bunch of stuff with that particular fence. So, yeah.
I have to
ask, I like the sky in it, too.
Yeah. My guest is Steve Segrin. He is an artist and an actor and a comedian, former comedian. You can see his paintings at Paintings by Steve Segrin, SEAGREN.com. Great stuff. Steve, you have I might have asked you about this last time. It's called The Potted Plant of Montecito.
And it's I sold that one. Yeah.
Did you really? That has all these bricks, which are different colors. How intensive and tedious is that? Is painting something like that?
Oh man, that was a pain in the ass. that was a good example. I got about halfway through and I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, because I had to mix, different colors and, you know, put them all, each brick is a different color and it just took forever. But,
so great.
Yeah. I sold out. Yeah.
You sold a lot of these, funny.
I had one guy, one collector who, you know, Kirby Pope. Remember Kirby?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I love Kirby.
Yeah, he bought like 20 paintings.
What?
He's went crazy, bought a bunch of them. Yeah.
How much do you make a year, and Steve?
I'm not going to say that on the air.
I'm totally kidding. This is fantastic, though. I love that. Like Leo Benvenuti is another guy we knew from comedy, but he's doing paintings too and selling stuff. You guys, I'm kind of in awe of you guys. I couldn't get hired at the dollar store.
Thanks.
Steve, I want to let people know that Steve is also an actor. The movie I made that comes up periodically on this show, but we haven't talked about it for a while. Thank God. The Godfather of Green Bay. Steve was in that movie. He's very funny. And we got a text, Steve, on the stream that says, this is from Kurt Krause, who was an extra in the film at like 18. He says, super excited. Steve Segrin is on the show. I just DM'd you a BTS photo from the Godfather of Green Bay. Steve and co-cast were absolutely hilarious on set, on screens, and on our breaks behind the bar. That is one of the things. I love that Kurt sent that because we had so much fun after we were done because we shot in a bar and everybody just hung out. And you were like actually bartending, even though you played a bartender in the movie. It was so much fun. Thank you, Kurt, for the text.
Yeah.
That's so great. Steve, do you have a favorite SNL cast member?
No, I haven't watched SNL in a long time. But you know the two sketches that always made me laugh, the Californians.
Oh yeah.
That's sketch from years ago. That always makes me laugh. And the, I don't know who the guy is, but what's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? It's like a talk show, but anytime anybody asks somebody a question, every time they start to answer, he'll start singing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I never.
Keenan
Thompson. Keenan Thompson, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's hilarious.
Very funny guy. He's the longest running cast member in the history of the show.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very funny. He's very funny. But that particular thing, what's up with that? They got a running joke. They'll have, guests on, and it's always the third guest is always, it's went blank from Fleetwood Mac. What's his name?
From Mick Fleetwood? Lindsey Buckingham.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Lindsey Buckingham. Yes.
Oh, nice.
So-and-so, and Lindsey Buckingham. Every time. It's always Lindsey Buckingham. So. Very funny.
We have, we probably talked about this in the past too, but the film Manhunter, you and I are both big fans. I did this classic movie pick that I did. I shared that with you because I knew you liked the movie so much. Mike Schmidt.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Our mutual friend, Mike Schmidt, says William Peterson uses and says the word pal cooler than anybody in the entertainment business. I was like,
I never noticed, but I'll take Mike's word for that.
But you will now. It's so great. Steve Segrin is my guest, folks. We'll have a couple minutes with Steve after a very short break here. Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, I go all the way back to the beginning watching SNL for 50 years. Who is my favorite Saturday Night Live cast member? I would probably pick Dana Carvey as the church lady. Well, Steady Eddie isn't that special. That's my bad, Dana Carvey. Yeah. He says, in today's cast, James Austin Johnson being Donald J. Trump makes me laugh a lot. And, of course, jokes involving DJT write themselves. Right you are, Steady Eddie. Thank you for the text, buddy. We're coming right back with more Steve Segrin after this on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I only want to stand you now.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Tomorrow night on the show, owner of Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski, will be here. A proud sponsor of Nightlight with Pete Schwab. He's going to talk about a big event called Smoke on the Fox that's coming out, or that'll be, I think, June 2nd. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge will be here in the studio. Always fun when Rob drops by. Steve, do you know Rob Brackenridge?
Yes, I do.
Great guy.
Yes, I do. Worked with him many times at the Skyline in Appleton.
He was out, I think, the first time I met him, I think, was in L.A. when he lived out there, and he's been back here for years now, and he's, and I'm going to talk about this with him tomorrow. He is the perfect, he has half Illinois, half Wisconsin accent. This is a phenomenon I've never seen before, and I don't think he's ever lived in Illinois, but he kind of says, it seems like Rob Breckenridge. He's got that long A like you get down in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Chicago. Yeah,
and he
yeah.
does the best Wisconsin accent ever, too. He's just an absolute blast.
I don't find him that funny.
See, I think he's funny, but kind of a jerk. So we're kind of.
Well, I don't think he's a jerk. I just don't think he's.
Conrad, keep this. Let's play this tomorrow. With Rob. I'm serious. Rob will crack up.
Well, tell him I said hi.
Tim Wacko is like that. When you hang out with another comedian friend of ours, Tim Wacko, he will if he doesn't agree with someone politically or something, like, he's a son of a, I love that guy.
No, yeah.
And then And then Tim will always close and go, he's a good guy, though. He's cool.
Good guy. He was a good guy. Good people.
Steve Segrin is my guest. You can check out his work at paintingsbystevesegrin.com. He does great stuff, great portraits. Steve, are they portraits? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Are they? I know they're paintings.
Nah, I'm not good at portraits.
Is a portrait just with a person?
Yeah, be their face, that kind of thing, you know.
All right.
But, I'm not that good at them. I mean, if somebody wanted to paint a picture of them, I could probably do a good likeness of a human face, but it may not look like that person. So
nobody's ever come up to you and said, Steve, immortalize me, and then left happy.
No, not yet, anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, before we let you get out of here, what are you watching, Steve? You got a good binge watch going on, or have you seen a good movie?
It's funny. I was thinking today, what movie do I want to talk about? And I'm going to tell you about a little film called, it's my favorite film from last year, by the way. It's called Ghostlight.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It was directed by Kelly O'Sullivan, and it's shot in Waukegan.
Ooh.
And it's fantastic. It's great. It's just a little film, and it's you can stream it. It's on Prime, so you can stream it.
Horror?
But it's,
Is it a horror film?
No, it's a drama. It's about a construction worker who ends up doing Shakespeare with a community theater.
Oh, nice.
But it's you would think it'd be like kind of a fish out of water thing.
Yeah.
Which it's not really. It's more of about healing from grief through art.
Wow.
And it's very good. Very good. A really underrated movie that I thought for sure would be up for a SAG Award, but it wasn't. But but any chance I get, I'm going to plug it because I think it's terrific. And the main actor, Keith Kupferer,
who's
another Chicago guy. He's very good in it. And his whole family's in it. His daughter plays his daughter in the movie, and his wife plays his wife. So it's pretty.
Wow.
But it's very, very good. I think you'd like it if you saw it.
I have it up on IMDb Pro right now. What I love about it is I don't really recognize anyone in the cast, and I love finding.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I love finding movies where you could totally immerse yourself or lose yourself because you're not looking at movie stars. You know, they're just great actors.
Oh yeah,
love
that. Yeah, that's I like it. It's just a small movie, and it really kind of we put it on. It just kind of snuck up on me. I'm like, wow, this is really good. So
that's even better.
So I wanted to plug that. But what I've been streaming, Nancy and I, my wife, my beautiful wife, we like to stream. For some reason, we got into BBC police procedural stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of those,
Shetland. Oh my God, and they're all about the same, you know. But I learned something though. See, once we discovered subtitles, then we started watching all this British stuff. Because then we can understand what they're saying. Right. Because there's two kinds of British accents. There's PBS British, and there's BBC British. PBS British, you could pretty much just watch, and it's no, you know. But BBC, you need subtitles because you can't understand what they're saying. So, but yeah, but
that's awesome.
We've been watching Shetland, and
I've heard that's good.
Hijack, right? Yeah. It's a little town in, guess where is that? Scotland? Shetland? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it's like an island, I think. But apparently a lot of crime happens there.
You don't want to visit there.
You don't go there because apparently there's a lot of murders, a lot of drugs going through there.
Steve.
You know, remember,
go ahead.
No, you remember Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, yeah.
The motorcycle gang movie. Like, they were in some small town in Northern California.
Absolutely.
And everybody was going through there. The IRA was going through there. The Nazis, the cartel. I mean, this is a small town of maybe 500 people.
Right under people's noses.
Right, so I couldn't believe it.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always so much fun to have you on. And
keep
selling those paintings, man. We'll do it again, I hope.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Right, yes. Steve Segrin, check out paintingsbystevesegrin.com. Let's see if we can get through a couple more texts here. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, not sure of spelling or if this his name. Here goes Father Guido Sarducci. Very nice. That's a great one. Bridget from the 818 says, Gilda Radner, so many funny characters, iconic. Dave on the stream says, Goose Grease is the best. Talking about lubes, of course. Joseph on the stream says, Haters NYC character is Stefan. So good. Robert on the stream, love Dana Carvey as the church lady. All great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much to Kristen Lyerly. Thank you to Steve Segrin. Tom from New Berlin says, Mr. Bill, we are so far behind. I apologize, texters. Tom also says, Siobhan was his name. I forgot. As usual, Conrad, I forgot what we were talking about when he texted that. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for all your texts. Great stuff. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all again. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More tornadoes tore through the central U.S. yesterday, devastating homes and lives. This man feeling.
Kind of numb at first, I'm sure. Once we sit down and decompress, it'll probably hit harder.
President Trump's attempts to seal a peace deal in Ukraine getting a tentative thumbs up from America's somewhat sidelined European allies. Here's NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
Clearly, the American administration is very much involved, closely coordinating with European colleagues, and of course, Ukraine. And I think that is very positive.
But Germany's defense minister says yesterday's phone conversation between President Trump and his Russian counterpart just showed Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end the war. President Trump's among those wondering just how long former President Joe Biden knew about his cancer diagnosis.
I'm surprised that it wasn't, you know, the public wasn't notified a long time ago, because to get to stage 9, that's a long time.
Biden has advanced prostate cancer that spread to his bones. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Hi, this is...